Housing is the top issue in Metro Vancouver, but even more so in New West, Burnaby, Richmond than in other Metro Vancouver cities. That's one of the findings of a recent survey done by the Angus Reid Institute, which polled Metro Vancouver residents on the topics of amalgamation and top issues in the region. In a post-municipal election poll, Angus Reid found that constituents are hoping their elected representatives will begin the term with a focus on three core issues: housing, homelessness, and crime. If there is an issue that unifies Metro Vancouverites, it's housing affordability, states a report from the Angus Reid Institute. Across the region, 49% of respondents said this is the top issue in Metro Vancouver. In Burnaby, Richmond, New West, it was listed as the top issue by 55% of respondents, second only to Vancouver, 57%. Angus Reid divided respondents into different geographical areas: Burnaby, Richmond, New West, City of Vancouver, West Van, North Van, Tri-Cities, Maple Ridge, Pitt Meadows, and Surrey, White Rock, Delta, Langley. Among respondents in Burnaby, New West and Richmond, the second and third most important issues were homelessness, poverty, 23%, and crime, safety, 21%. Other issues included proving good value for tax dollars, 18%, the economy, jobs, 16%, the opioid crisis, 15%, environmental issues, 13%, transportation, traffic, 9%, public transit, 7%, leadership, 5%, and other, 8%. Crime concerns. Angus Reid Institute also questioned Metro Vancouverites about crime and safety, noting it appeared to be a significant factor in recently municipal elections, particularly in Vancouver and Surrey. While Metro Vancouver's crime severity index score, as calculated by Statistics Canada, is higher than the national average at 81.6, the pollster noted it had dropped from 105 in 2020, yet the widely held perception is that crime has been increasing. Of the respondents in New West, Burnaby and Richmond, 52% believe crime has increased in the past 5 years, 29% thought there had been no change, 5% felt it had decreased, and 13% weren't sure. Residents were also questioned about the amount of funding that is spent on policing in the community. Of the 315 residents in Burnaby, Richmond, New West who were surveyed about this issue, 9% felt police were receiving too much funding, compared to 16% among overall respondents and a high of 24% in the City of Vancouver. 34% felt the funding was about right, 32% said police received too little funding, and 25% didn't know. As for where they'd like to see police resources allocated, regardless of whether they want to see funding reduced or increased, 56% of residents in the New West, Burnaby and Richmond area would like to see resources directed to social welfare solutions, like mental health resources and housing programs, and 44% would like resources to go to more police presence in high crime areas. Amalgamating cities? The question of amalgamation of cities was posed in response to the fact that Metro Vancouver is comprised of 21 municipalities, all responsible for holding separate elections for mayor and city council. The Angus Reid Institute stated that other major Canadian cities, including Toronto and Montreal, have some form of centralized civic governments, with some wondering if BC should do the same. Half in Metro Vancouver support some sort of amalgamation, stated the Institute's report. Approaching 1 in 10, 8%, say all of the metro region should be served by one mayor and city council. 2 in 5, 42%, support at least one partial amalgamation scenario, such as the Tri-Cities, the North Shore or Pitt Meadows and Maple Ridge merging. Meanwhile, 3 in 10, 31%, oppose amalgamation as they believe the current system is fine as is.